Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
And welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting in this morning with mothers and daughters around the world. It's just amazing. I'm always amazed at how far we've come in technology. You know, it just, when I say that on Saturday morning, by talking to mothers and daughters around the world, I always get a visual. And the visual is that I can just see mothers and daughters around the world and just imagine how they are somehow or another coming across these messages that God is putting out there, just randomly putting them out there. And seeing how people find them, you know. Amazing. And we're sort of like a hidden gem that you're walking and all of a sudden you see something shiny in on the earth, and you look down and say, wow, what's that? Because that glare always catches your eye. A lot of times people will find a good, nice, shiny dime. You know, it used to be when you find a dime, that was good luck. People would say, wow, I found a dime. And then you want to hold on to that dime because that's good luck. Now, you know, Lord done told me something. That's good luck. Hold on to it. Well, the word is like something shiny. It shines on you when you least expect. And I'm talking about the miracles of it, of the word. You turn around and then all of a sudden God done took care of something that you were worried about. You thought you wasn't going to get through. And then you look back now and you say, wow, I didn't think I was going to make it over that. I thought that was the end of it for me. And look at God. He brought me through it. And as one of our board members and a good friend of mine, Pat Jackson, says, through it all, I'm still standing. And I'm telling you, she's come through some storms. She has come through some storms. I can't even imagine. And her joy is so high. She is so high, her joy. And she's still standing. Still standing. So this morning, I thank God for everything. When I look back, I've had some of those moments too. Still traveling through or beside the, what's it, still traveling by the shadow of death. But it's just a shadow. It's not real. It's an invitation. But he will bring you past it. And when you look back, you say, wow. Truth be told, it wasn't even real. So, what is real? Today I have both my co-hosts with me today. Last week we were by ourselves and we pulled that thing out. God is so good, because I don't do it by myself. The Holy Spirit is with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he told me years ago, no matter what, you're never by yourself. We're always with you. But I missed them last week because of the input to give you. But, oh, the Lord showed up and showed out. Hold on one moment and let's see. Let's bring in first person here. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm fine, Cynthia. Welcome back.
Good job. Well, thank you. Thank you. It's good. It's always good to be back. When I'm not traveling or working, I'm here. You know, we've been doing this for a minute, and so I try not to miss. But when I have to, I feel bad when I'm not on, though, because I do miss having this conversation with you guys on Saturday mornings, because God is always speaking. He's always teaching, and the Holy Spirit has always given us something that can take us through. So when I'm not here, trust me, I miss it.
Oh, I know you do. And that wasn't to say
yes,
that, you know, because I knew everybody was doing what they're supposed to do. We got appointments, too. God's got other things supposed to do. Occasionally, when I'm not here and you endeavor taking it on, I do. I feel like I feel bad. I feel like I'm cheating in some way, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm cheating, you know what I'm saying? And let me get Deborah, you know, like Deborah said, wait a minute now. Y'all just let me get in there and tell what happened to me. Hey, Deborah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow.
Yeah, last week I said, Lord, you know, here we go. But the Holy Spirit always come across, but I missed you guys, you know, with that conversation. But we had a good conversation last weekend. I just thank God for it. But, you know, I look back at it and I said, Lord, you know, it's just so wonderful to have you guys as a part of this radio program and allowing the Holy Spirit to use us the way that he's using us. It's amazing. It's amazing. All right, Cynthia, let's talk with you. What was your week like last week?
My week was good. You know, I took that trip to Georgia a couple of weeks ago, and I had not been to church off and on with the job and off and on because of the pandemic. But it was amazing in how God spoke to me in that church. I went to church with my cousin and her fiance, and it was just my way back in. I went to church this past Sunday, Palm Sunday, and looking so forward to praising the Lord tomorrow for resurrection. And that started my week, just being able to go to church. And even though that was a couple of weeks ago, it just propelled me to have it in my heart. Went out of town last week as well, but I made my way into the house of the Lord on Sunday, and it was just amazing. And that started my week. That started my week, and I was glad when they say, let's go into the house of the Lord. And so all was well. I had a productive week. It was good. I no complaints. I can complain about some stuff, but guess what? I'm not going to do it today. I'm just so grateful for God and all that he's doing in our lives. And our meeting was amazing this week. The Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry and the Global Movement, that was another highlight for my week. And it was just a good week. I really can't complain. I stayed focused. I got my chapter read. I'm good. I'm really good. And just thanking God for his mercies. So, yeah, that was my week.
Very good. Very good. I can hear it in your voice. It's a good week. All right, Deborah.
I say amen. Amen to everything Cynthia said. That was my week. Amen. It was a good week. It was the week where I were able to stay focused and not allow the stress, you know. It was just a good weekend, and God is showing me that he sees that I'm willing to do better, willing to be better, willing to learn about me and to me see what it is that I need to work on so I may be more of an asset than sometime a liability, if I could say that. So working on me was good this week because I only had one pop off. You get what I'm saying? Only had one from 0 to 10. Only had one. And so it God is showing me. I said, Lord, it's my will to not have any of those 0 to 10 moments. And in learning that, you know, I need to just be slow to speak and quick to listen. And so this was a good week. One a week? Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I made it to Thursday. And I had one. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
so
God. It's good praise week. God.
And just so I can say this so everybody knows that I'm normally not the person that go from 0 to 10, but however, I work with the hardest population on the planet of the earth. So put that in your mind, and then I say I only had one, you know. Mm. And so and we work with people that's the hardest. It's been deemed by faith-based, evidence-based, whatever kind of base you want to say, has been scientifically proved that these people are the most difficult kind to work with. And so I heard a man say yesterday for a Good Friday, he was preaching, one of our preachers, he said to when Jesus was going through his thing and he was saying, Lord, forgive them for they know not what they do. Deborah, forgive the people. They don't know not what they do.
Yeah.
They don't
Amen.
Know better. Forgive yeah. the people. So mm-hmm. I could have went way over that. But, yes, it was absolutely a good week for me. And because it's healthier, too, you know, when I don't do all that 0 to 10. It's healthier
yeah.
for me, you know. And I'm supposed to be – I am the professional. So the professional,
Amen.
You know, it's better. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And how was your week, Dr. Fletcher?
My week was good. A lot accomplished. Saw the hands of the Lord moving. Learned a lot of lessons. Mm. Told me a lot of secrets. It was good. I look back on my journey. I said, Lord, I am happy and I'm pleased right now. Something just came over me. Something shifted my spirit, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before. Was it the Saturday before? Maybe it was just, last Saturday. And all of a sudden, I just said, you know what? I just felt different. This was like, life just jumped into my body. And I got up and I looked around and apologized to my plants. And I said, you know what? I have been neglecting you. And I could see the sadness in some of them. And most people know I have plants everywhere. Not most people. I mean, most of you don't know. I'm sorry that I have plants. And I was looking, they're looking really sad. So I got up, replant and pull and tweet, prime, just, you know, working with my plants and restructuring them and just throwing out stuff and, you know, just, I mean, I was just in one of those cleaning moods. And when I finished at the end of the day, I looked back and I said, wow, I felt like my old self. I've been traveling through a journey of, vision, you know, blurry vision, and so, you know, it just, God just let me know. I said, God, you know what? Blind people get up and go. They don't let that stop them. And I got blurry, I don't have blurry vision now, but I have blurry vision. And I'm not going to let that hold me back. I mean, I'm, you know, still living in my house and cooking and cleaning and doing what I do, but it was just like something snapped in my spirit. That's all I can say. And then it was like, boom. And now I'm just like moving around, just doing and just, I mean, it's, I know I'm babbling, but it's, I can't put my hands on it. I can't explain it. It's like a shift went off in my spirit, and I just been on 0 to 60, doing work and completing things in the Holy Spirit, because I said, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me complete. He showed me how to sit down and organize myself, and I'm telling you, through that organizational process that he showed me, I was just knocking things out. And I heard your voice in my head, Cynthia, when you say, you know, when you put your hands on it, complete it. When you put it down, be done with it. So, I, you know, before I'd be doing a little bit here, and then, you know, the enemy would say, you know, well, you need to do this. Oh, you forgot about to do that. And then you just over here doing a little bit, over here doing that. And at the end of the day, you look back and say, what did I complete? Because you always got to allow for those things that just pop up, you know, that you don't even know going to pop up, that you do complete, because you have to, because they pop up. But I just thank God. I really, really do. And I have some other things I'll share this, in my talk this morning about some things that God is doing and how he's doing it. And it's going to be a blessing. So, yeah. And I know we've gone long on this introduction, mothers and daughters out there, but this is important to God, that you know who we are and that we do have to go to God for help. We do have to ask God for help. We're not just telling you what you should do. We're just sharing our life with you. Our life every week, it's stuff jumping off. Now, if we really got deep with you, mothers and daughters, you'd be crying out there, because we do have a story to tell. All I got to do is bring all 12 of my board members on here. Everybody would be crying. You know, by the time we got through telling all the trickeries and all the stuff, the things that the enemy tried, the traps he tries to pull, you know, we'd be on here for a week.
And our own challenges, Dr. Fletcher.
That's what I'm talking about. And so yeah. we would be on here for a week just telling about what we really, really are challenged with. And we share some of those with you, but we have to share what God wants us to share with you during the day, so he don't allow us to share everything, because that's not the topic. He let us share what we experience depending on the topic he wants to talk about. So with that being said, Cynthia, would you give us a prayer this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you as humble as we know how. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Over 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior determined that we were worthy to be saved. And so he was willing. He had the, thank you for him being the perfect example of humanity.
Amen.
Challenge, but never failed in passing the test. He was tested, but guess what? He passed the test by determining to only do what the Father tell him to do and only go where the Father tell him to go. And he even asked God, if you can take this from me, this thing that I'm about to go through, but not my will, but your will be done. And it is in that statement, Father God, that we can take solace in the fact that your will be done. No matter how much we grovel and kick and scream, you have a plan for our lives, and it will be done. And we just thank you for obedience, Father God. We thank you for obedience for this radio show, Dr. Fletcher, and the ministry. As we continue to move forward, trusting you, listening for you, only doing what you tell us to do in this ministry, the way you want us to do it. And we just so grateful, Father God, to be part of something bigger than ourselves. We pray, Father God, for every mother and daughter out there listening. We pray for even the men that's listening to the show this morning. And it's not about just mothers and daughters, but it's about family. And we thank you, Father God, that lives can be changed, that the beginning of change can start just listening to one show. And so we thank you for this radio show, Father God. We thank you for choosing us. I thank you, Father God, for Deborah and Dr. Fletcher and their obedience and minds as well. Father God, we are just so grateful that tomorrow we will be able to celebrate yet another, because we're still on this side of heaven, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for
being the perfect example of humanity and God. All of these things we pray in your Son Jesus' name. I pray that something will be said that will be the beginning of change for those who are listening on the radio show today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Celebration weekend. Celebration weekend. Whew. All right, ladies. I'm going to go on in and let the Holy Spirit speak, and then I'll come back and pick you ladies up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. You know, our topic today, ladies, is mothers and daughters, choose life. Choose life. That was a message that came loud and clear. I was sitting in my chair last night as, you know, I got my little comfy chair and it's my little spot. And I sit there and if I want to watch a movie or something. So after I finish watching my movie, I always go, it's a certain time that I, you know, I'll go and find me something on YouTube that's, you know, I want to start my praise off with or whatever comes, whatever the Holy Spirit leads me to. And I started listening. And it's so amazing. You can watch a movie in the chair and stay awake. You know, every once in a while I nod and even on those, but the minute I get into the word or trying to get what God is showing me, it's like sleep want to come upon me. And so I dozed off. And I woke up around 1 o'clock. And there was a person on there doing a testimony. And it was so powerful. It was so powerful that I got engaged. And it was a 4-hour run of testimonies. And of course, I tell you, I went to bed about 5:10 this morning. I laid down and I said, Lord, I know you're going to wake me up. And, you know, of course, I had the alarm clock on too. But I said, I know you're going to wake me up and we're going to be okay. Well, you know, I got up and then trying to figure out, you know, what the topic is, waiting on God to tell me, you know, do my little stuff. Well, not trying to figure it out, but working on the dashboard. You have to set the dashboard up and get all your stuff in order. I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit to tell me what the topic is. And one of the main things that I heard in the testimonies was choose life. Choose life. And so I said, and the Holy Spirit said, that's your topic. Choose life. Donnie McClurkin was talking about what he went through. And he was saying, in his spirit, he could hear, choose life. Choose life. These were some amazing testimonies. I mean, some people you recognize, some people I didn't recognize, but it boosted my spirit. It elevated my faith from earth to heaven. I'm like, my God, we know what God can do because of what he's done with us. A miracle is a miracle. But some things that I heard this morning, I was like, look at God. But besides that, on Friday morning, 4-day, I woke up and all of a sudden I was thinking about the tapestry of the artwork that God created. And I was laying there talking to God, and I was talking to him about his trees and the stars and the moon and the clouds and the wind and the rain and the hail and the lightning and, oh, man, the flowers and all the fish in the sea and all the animals and how creative, and this is not the first conversation. I'm often having these conversations. I like to go to my roof deck and just sit there and I say, Lord, give me a show. And I'm telling you, clouds will formate in the things, and I could just see it. And I'm like, wow, okay, I see that. So I'm used to that. But for some reason, I woke up, and I was just thanking him for all these things in his creation and allowing me to be able to see what he created. I said, God, you know how I enjoy it. Especially when I'm in my RV traveling or my car traveling, that's when we have a good time. We have a father, son, and Holy Spirit party when I'm traveling on the road. I see all kinds of things in the sky, and it just things you just can't even tell nobody because nobody's going to believe you. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said to me, you know what you're going through? It's all a lie. Now you say, well, what has this got to do with life? Bear with me. Because he said, I said a lie. He said, everything is a lie. So I'm like, okay. He said, all these things that you have experienced in the last few months was a lie. See, the truth is life. He said, I'm the truth and I'm the life. Truth is life. It lives. Truth lives. A lie is dead. Come on, God, because I didn't even know he was going to bring it this way. And so I said, okay. He said, now, because, you know, I often said to God, I said, God, I've been on this earth all these years. And I haven't been to the hospital, don't take medication, haven't been sick. Why am I going through this now? Not that I'm above, you know, we each got our journey. And our journeys come from our choices. Our journeys come from our belief system. Our journeys come from our past experiences and how we deal with them, decisions that we make. And he reminded me, I can remember from a little girl, I used to say, God, you made this body and you're the only person can fix it. I mean, I was a little girl saying these things to God. And I grew up with that in my heart. So whenever somebody would say to me, if I went to the doctor and they say something to me that was, you know, like the first thing somebody said something to me that was off the chart was when the doctor said, you look like you were borderline diabetic. Anybody in your family had diabetes? And, of course, I had to say my mother. And then once you say that, well, you know, boom, you in the system. No more checks, no more nothing. Evaluation, it's just boom. And I said to her, no, I do not. I'm not borderlining anything. And she tried to convince me, and I said, no. She put it in my chart anyway. So that's it. But you, the difference was, when you went and they said you had cataracts, you bought into, oh, well, I got to have cataract surgery. You didn't say no. And that's where the lie became alive, because we can only live through something that we birth. Life comes from birth. We have to birth it. We have to agree. Satan has no power. Over 2,000 years ago, this day, Jesus was dealing with Satan. This day. And he took back all authority, all power, and he gave it to us. That power has life in it. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. He tells us this. So whatever you say is what you're going to get. And that's why I have on my message, you are who you say you are. But even the best of us, I don't care if you're teaching something, somewhere along the line, we agree to something without knowing that we fully agreed to it. That's why Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Because most people don't know that they're agreeing. You have to give consent for Satan to work in your life. You have to give consent to him. He has no power. If he had power, then this whole resurrection, Jesus hanging on the cross, suffering, bleeding, covering us, would be a lie. Now you have to choose. A lie is not living. A lie is not life. Now we all run around celebrating, oh, you know, this is resurrection weekend. Oh, Jesus raised from the dead. Oh, but do you believe it? Because if we really believed it, we wouldn't go through the things that we're going through. Because what's the purpose of it? What's the purpose of hanging on the cross? What's the purpose of being tortured? Nails in your hands. Can't only imagine. I can't even imagine. Nails in your feet. Pierced in your side. Thorns on your head. Being talked about, spit on, slapped. Given vinegar to drink when you thirsty. And he didn't say a mumbling word. Didn't say nothing because he knew this is the price I have to pay. He paid the price so that I'll die, he said, so that you can live. And we celebrate Easter as if Easter is just Easter weekend. Easter is every day. Resurrection power, the gift of eternal life. Now, we'll go and accept Jesus Christ and say, you know what? I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. And we believe that we're going to heaven. How many times have you heard people, usually it's the elderly, and they say, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, baby, and I'm on my way to heaven. I know that 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 I'm on my way to heaven. No demons and no devil in hell can stop me because I am saved and I am on my way to heaven. Most Christians, when they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they accept salvation. They believe they're going to heaven. But you can believe that you're going to heaven, but you can't believe that he can get you out of the sickness or he can take that away or that what he said, when I died, when I took those stripes, that you were healed. See, if you believe that, then you're healed. And I'm preaching to me. We are so quick to believe we go into heaven. We are so quick to believe that I'm on my way and I don't care about nobody else. I'm going to be there. But you're going to be broken down, sick, poor, beaten up, suffering on your way to get there. Yeah, you're going to heaven. But are you taking 95? Are you taking the desert? You choose. The quality of life that we experience is the quality of life that we believe in. And God can't help you. He cannot help you until you believe. And what do you have to believe? Believing in Jesus is the only way you're going to get to heaven. You got that down pat. If we could get believing in what he said, believing in the stripes on his back that we're healed, and don't doubt that, like we don't doubt that we're going to heaven. Salvation is the highest gift that you can get. If he can save your soul and make you heavenly bound, what else can he not do? Why can't he pay those bills? Why can't he straighten out your eyes? Why can't he do the things that you need to do, the little things? Why can't he pay your college bills? Why can't he get you the house that you want? See, because we don't believe that. And God already said, faith. Faith moves me. And what does that mean? It means that you believe my word. When you believe what God said, then you get what you say and what you believe. Because when you say it and believe it, you shall receive it. He tell you that in Mark 11:24. Because 23 is moving the mountain. If you just go from Mark 11:22 through 23 and 24, that's your sermon right there. If you could just do that, you got to have faith to do it. But then he showed me the lie. He said when Adam and Eve was in the garden, well, the animals was in the garden, let me do it the way you told me. This is that same dream conversation on Friday, Friday morning. And I saw, he showed me the Garden of Eden, everything beautiful, animals, everybody just walking around, everything just walking around, every animal, whatever, plants, everybody was in harmony together. You would have thought they were all speaking the same language. And then he said, you know what? This is the sixth day. Let's make man and make him in our image. So he created Adam. And then he showed me how Adam was walking around with a sadness on his face, his shoulders down. As he looked at the animals and the trees and saw that everybody had a mate. There was two of each of them, but yet it was just one of him. And even though he was talking to Jesus, to God every day, he still had a sadness as he walked through and looked over the garden and saw that everybody had a mate. And God said, he's sad. He needs a mate. God took a rib, put it into Eve so that they knew they were connected. That was the point right there. They knew from that rib, that connection, we belong together. That's why we're so attracted to the opposite sex, because we have that connection through that rib transformation. He said, and everything was good until the enemy came along. And he whispered a lie in the ear of Eve. And once she agreed to the lie, that's when things change. You can be doing as good as you want to be doing. Everything going on fine and you're laughing and playing. You got money. You're riding around. You're having a good time. The job's good. Your friend's good. People at the church treating you good. You just, oh, man, you're just laughing. You're just so happy. And then Satan come in and he does something and he tricked you. He tell you a lie. And you buy until you bite the apple. And now you're back on the rough side of the mountain. That's why they walked around the mountain for 40 years. They kept buying the lie. God said they kept biting the apple. They kept agreeing. They kept murmuring and complaining because Satan would go from one to the other to the other, to and fro, keeping the conversation going, to and fro. That's why I keep my people that I communicate with, the number's very low. Because his job is to get somebody to convince you of the lie. So all that we are going through is a lie. Now, either what we're going through is a lie because we agreed with Satan, or what Jesus did is a lie. Now, you choose. Now, it's time for us to get it together. It is time to get it together. And start living in a lie and choose life. And life is the word of God. Life His word lives in you. He said the Holy Spirit, Jesus was so gracious. He said, Father, send them someone. I'm coming to you. But send them someone to journey on with them, that could be here with them, that could live inside of them. And God says, yes. And he sent us the Holy Spirit. I can't imagine anyone living not communicating with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you, but he can only be activated when you activate him. Otherwise, he's just taking a ride with you. You're not allowing him to do any work. Nothing was done. Nothing was created except by the Holy Spirit. God saw it in his head. He spoke the words, and the Holy Spirit created it. So whatever you say, you see it in your head, you speak the word, the Holy Spirit will create it. That's his job. And we do call on the Holy Spirit, but we call on the Holy Spirit some things that, you know, he's saying all things. Don't get me wrong. Oh, Lord, Holy Spirit, I lost my keys. Can you tell me where my keys is? Come on now. Use your brain. I do it all the time too, so I ain't fussing at you. I tell you, I'm preaching to me. Holy Spirit, where did I put that book? Oh, Lord, Holy Spirit, and he'll show it to you. Because I'm here to help you, Bessie. But I can do greater things than this. I can build that mountain. I can take care of that mother-daughter community. Hey, call on me to do something that is great, that's mysterious, that's beyond the imagination of man. Because I created heaven and earth. I created all those animals you see that you are marveling about. Call on me and I'll make it happen. But I can't make it happen, Bessie, if you don't believe. So everything that I've called on God for at a split second faith, that's that mustard seed faith, just a split second. Don't take a lot. All that praying and crying and rolling and carrying on, that's not faith. In the second you shut your mouth and decide you're going to get up and walk to the bathroom, God speaks. He speaks in the silence. Because, see, now you ain't worrying about your problem. Like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And you go, boom. God said, okay, I got you. I got a mustard seed space of time. And he speaks. And that's the way miracles happen. In the stillness and the quietness, when you sit and say, God, I believe. God, I thank you in advance. I know you've done it. And I know it's being delivered, just like Daniel. It took 21 days, but it was being delivered. You heard me when I asked you the first time. And I'm not going to act like you dummy. I'm not going to act like you're not intelligent. I'm not going to act like you don't know. You created me and all there is. You said you knew what I was going to ask you before I asked. Now, that's a God. Man cannot know. But God knows your heart and the intent of it. So from this day forward, be careful, because the journey that I'm on, God, the Holy Spirit just told me, you agreed and accept the fact that you had cataracts. You should have said, no, I don't, like you've said all your life. You see how trickery the enemy is? That's why Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. But because my eyes was blurry, and when they said it, and then he says to me, well, you remember your mother went through that, and it didn't work out real good for her, you know. And then he spoke to my daughter, and my daughter said, well, Mama, you know, it's better that they can do something about it. You know, Grandmama waited so late, and then it was rough for her. She had to go through so much more, and da-da-da-da-da, and then I bought into that. Where's the faith? My faith was no. I don't have that. Get thee behind me, Satan. We've got to be really in tune and call a lie a lie. So when he comes dancing around me now, ever since Thursday morning, I've been doing it for a while, but I'm more conscious of it now. The little things, just little things. He's not talking about other people's business to me. I said, look, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that. Don't come to me about what somebody else is doing. He leaves. No, that's a lie. Because I chose life. And life is in the word of God. If God didn't say it, it's a lie. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Deborah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All I can say is wow. I tell you,
thank you, Jesus.
You was talking about the 4-hour testimony. How about I seen that the week before last? And when I tell you, it built my faith, encouraged my faith, and especially the man that couldn't read, and they promoted him to be manager.
That's what I'm talking
and he
about.
Took the test. He took the test and passed all the questions and couldn't read or write.
Yes.
God is amazing.
Yes.
You know, that one stood out for me.
He woke
that
me up
one was
on
it for me.
Yes.
That,
I'm sorry,
yes.
I don't need to talk to your time, but I wanted to tell it, but I didn't because God wanted you to tell it. That's why I didn't have me tell it. Go ahead.
Yes, yes, and that stood out for me. How God says things that you can't even think or imagine I'm able to do. And sometimes we think about cars and blessings and jobs, houses. We think about material things, but God is saying, I'll take your mind and I'll put the information in your mind that you ain't never been able to read or comprehend, and I'll bring it out. Like he said, I will put my word in you and the Holy Spirit will bring it back. He will bring it out when it's time. And I'm telling you, that thing blessed my soul. So we talking about encouraging the faith, and they gotta look it up. They gotta hit 4 hours. When you said 4 hours, I said I know exactly what you're talking about because I just listened to it in its entirety.
I did too.
The whole thing.
Back to bed. Mm-hmm.
And when I finished with, matter of fact, I did it in two parts. And when I finished with that, I was more encouraged in my faith for whatever it was that I was believing God to do, to move. And I said, I would live and not die. My
Amen.
Hope would live and not die. That
Amen.
I would trust and see that whatever God got for me, there's a purpose and a reason for my season. And I will try to live to the best of my ability in the moment. And wherever I'm planted, I will prosper. Because God says all things work together, Deborah. I say the pain in my shoulder and my collarbone. He said all things work together. I'm doing some stuff you don't see. Like there's a time when you plant a seed, you go the next day, you're not going to see it sprout up. It's going to take some time and some watering. But it's got to die first. It's got to go down in the ground to come up. And Jesus said, I got to take this bitter cup and go down and come up so you may live and have hope. And you may be able to come and, you know, you may be able to sit at the table in the kingdom with God in heavenly places. And God is saying, hey, live or not die. If you see a season or something going on, just know that all things work together. If you love me, you call according to my purpose, you on my side. You on the Lord's side? He said, I got you. He said, live or not die in this season. I got you. It's going to work for your favor. Don't feel good. It's like an olive. You got to crush the olive to get the juice. You got to crush the grape to get the wine. It got to be some crushing going on. He said, don't die when I'm crushing you because I'm trying to make you live.
Amen.
I'm trying to squeeze out what's in you. I'm trying to bring it out. And so I tell you, let me amen right there, because yes, Lord, I will live and not die. I believe that you're able to do all things, I thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. You know, I'm just sitting here going, God, God is saying, if y'all don't see me now, when will you see me? Now, the same way, you know, normally I would hit Cynthia and then come back to you. The Holy Spirit said, no, get Deborah. He knew you had seen it. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if Cynthia's seen it or not. I'm not saying that. But he knew you were going to say what I wanted to say, because all the whole time I wanted to talk about the gentleman that couldn't read. That's the most amazing thing. I was stuck there, and I could not get off. And I went all the way down, 3 hours and something, to Donnie McClurkin came on. And Donnie McClurkin's story was so, about his eyes was so preaching to me that I said, Lord, I mean, I could not turn it off. I went 4 hours straight. Changed me in a way. Deborah, if you could copy and put it in into our text, everybody needs to see that.
Okay.
But, yeah, but that was it right there. That is the amazing thing there. And it's for the audience, you go to YouTube and put 4 hours of powerful testimonies, and that will bless your soul. 4 hours of powerful testimonies. I know it's 4 hours of powerful testimonies, some wording after that, but you can't miss it. My God. And then the message that he gave me for the Friday morning about the lie and the truth and living and death and dying, or death and life, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Astrid yesterday, and I shared, the Lord said, share that with her. And she had the same message from God, right about one something, after she got the message about her mother. I mean, that same message. And she said, Dr. Fletcher, she said, that's what I love about you. That's how when I know that I'm in the right place. Because God will confirm that we're doing the right thing. He'll confirm that I'm with you. He shows up. He shows up. Let's get Cynthia in here. Lord Jesus, I've been preaching all morning, Deb. Cynthia.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what's your take?
Well, two things that stuck out for me, what you said. You know, the Israelites, and they're going around the mountain for 40 years, and you said they kept biting the apple and biting the apple, guys. The Holy Spirit showed me that's that biting, that murmuring and complaining. So that's why God tells us to cast down negative thoughts. You got to, there's an opposite to everything. If you can complain, you can praise. So why complain if you can praise? One of the things that keeps us with the lie, what people don't realize is only two forces in the world, good and evil. And if it ain't God, it must be Satan. And so those two forces are active every day. God uses people just like the enemy uses people. But here's the thing. He can't use you unless you buy into the lie. People who, and a prime example is the population that we work with, Deborah. People who do drugs and alcohol. The problem with that population is that they have bought into the lie that they can't be healed, that they can be treated. And what they need to know is God tells us in his word to avoid such a lifestyle of excessive destructive thinking and practices and single-minded zeal of being bent on what somebody else says as opposed to what God is telling us. If he say you can be healed, yes, all things work together, even your it, whatever our it is, it's our cross to bear and not given to the flesh. You're going to do what God tells you to do, or you're going to live this life of destructiveness. You get to choose. Choose life my way or choose death. Keep living this single-minded, fanatical life. Destructive practices. It's your choice. And that includes religious practices as well, because that's people sitting on the pew going on the path, because they're bought into what the pastor said as opposed to what God said, because they don't study for themselves. Study for yourself to show yourself approved according to Scripture. Yeah, and that, I'm not talking against pastors, so don't send us a letter. I'm talking against you not studying for yourself so you can know when people are telling you what God said, because God is all confirming. He will confirm a thing. And so in Philippians 4:8, 1 Peter 5:8, Ephesians 6:10 through 17, Luke 4:1 through 13, it tells us this. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. What is the shield of faith? With which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows sent by the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation. What is the helmet of salvation? And the sword of the Spirit. It is the word of God. When we don't know the word of God, you ain't got nothing to come back with. The enemy ain't listening to your murmuring and complaining. He likes when you murmur and complain, because he just frustrates you. Are you going to bring the word of God to shut him down? Do you know the word of God to shut him down? Because there's an opposite to everything. And if it ain't from God, it's the enemy. Because God will never have us murmur and complain. Again, if you can praise, why complain?
Amen.
Because that's the opposite of complaining. We got a choice, ladies and gentlemen. And Deborah, thank you for Romans 8:28. Because all things work together for our good. Everything that the enemy throws at us, God will take it and make it for our good. Because it's our testimonies that we overcome what the enemy throws at us. That's my point. And that's what, I mean, God is amazing, guys. He is just absolutely amazing. He say, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, he tells us in Deuteronomy 31, choose life. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen.
Girl, that's exactly what I was getting ready to do. I was looking at Deuteronomy 30:19. He says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Mothers, when you choose life, you're not choosing life for just yourself. You're choosing life for you and your children. And every child, may it be a girl or boy, enters this earth through a woman who they call mother. She gets a new name when she has the baby. She's been rebirthed, reborn from just Bessie to mama. And when I pray for me, I pray for my children. I don't care how old your children are. They're still your children. 21 and a half years older, I am older than Angie. Today, the day I had her, I was 21 and a half years old. Today, I'm still 21 and a half years old, older. So I'm still her mama, and I'm still the covering. I am still the matriarch over her. And if you are a mother, you are a matriarch. Because of that time that you've been on the earth, the wisdom you should have gathered. So choose life. I wish we could go on and on and on, ladies. But this show is, I'm telling you, I'm going to say this because I want you to know, mothers and daughters out there, like I said, I went to bed, I know it was after 5:10. I don't know what time I fell asleep, but I laid down. And my alarm went off at 8:30, and I said, okay, I got 30 more minutes. I have it go at 8:30, and I have it come on again at 9. I fell back to sleep. 9 o'clock, it came off again. And I was thinking, wow. And the enemy tried to get me to bite into the lie. Oh, well, you know, you can just take off the day, and, you know, you just need to get your rest because you just went to bed. You're going to be too tired to talk. I said, you a liar. You a liar. I'm getting up because I don't have to talk. He said what? I will speak. I will tell you within the hour. Don't worry about what you're going to say. Within the hour, I will tell you. And it always happens. Between 9 and 10. Somewhere between there. And sometimes it's kind of close. Maybe I'm missing it somewhere. But usually around 9:10, 9:15, he already done told me. Because I started 8:30 asking, what do you want to talk about? About 9:15 or so, I got it. And I'm glad I didn't buy into the lie. Because you see what a powerful message Deborah and Cynthia we delivered today, Holy Spirit delivered through us. Somebody would have missed this.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies. I just thank
Amen.
God.
You're welcome.
Hold on. I'll
Amen.
Be right back. Let me see where I'm at here so I can get us on and off. Here we go.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, ladies, to God be the glory. Happy Easter weekend. Happy resurrection. We can only imagine what God was doing, Jesus was doing over 2,000 years ago on this day. He took care of it, and in the morning, in the morning, he rise.
Come on, guys.
I love you.
I love you guys as well. And because he lives, we can live. Because he rose, we can rise above anything.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. As usual, love you guys. Love you, mothers and
daughters. Love you guys. Love you, audience. Bye-bye.
Happy Easter.
Happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.